Imagine a high-ranking Pentagon intelligence official walking away from his prestigious career to reveal a shocking truth. We are not alone. In 2017, Luis Lou Elizondo did exactly that, becoming the catalyst for the most significant government disclosure on UFOs in modern history. His bombshell New York Times interview revealed the existence of a secret Pentagon program investigating unidentified anomalous phenomena, UAPs, instantly transforming the subject from fringe conspiracy theory to legitimate national security concern. Since then, the topic has reached 60 Minutes, congressional hearings, and even NASA. What drove this decorated intelligence officer to risk everything? And what exactly did he discover during his years running the government's classified UAP investigation? How does someone transition from counterterrorism to investigating flying saucers? For Elizondo, it began with a 2009 meeting where a disheveled rocket scientist asked him about UFOs. Despite initial skepticism, Elizondo accepted leadership of the Advanced Aerospace Weapons System Applications Program, AAWSAP, later ATIP, after learning it had bipartisan support from senators including Harry Reid. His military background proved relevant. During his Army career, Elizondo had been recruited into the classified Great Skills Program, where he trained in remote viewing, a psychic technique for perceiving distant locations. Though initially doubtful, he became proficient enough to describe contents of sealed envelopes. Once, this ability even prevented his team from entering a location containing an explosive device. As his investigations deepened, Elizondo encountered powerful government factions opposed to disclosure. The Collins elite, religious fundamentalists within the Department of Defense, believed UAPs represented demonic activity. Another faction, the Legacy Program, operated as a deeply embedded black project with virtually no oversight, possessing what appeared to be advanced off-world technology unknown to elected officials. What makes UAPs different from conventional aircraft? At ATIP, Elizondo's team identified five distinct characteristics: hypersonic velocity, speeds exceeding 3,800 miles per hour, instantaneous acceleration, immediate velocity changes generating thousands of G-forces, low observability, minimal signatures, transmedium travel, seamless operation across space, air, and water, and anti-gravity, defying gravity without visible propulsion. The Tic Tac incident exemplifies these capabilities. In 2004, Navy pilots Fravor and Dietrich observed a white oval object hovering above churning water. When approached, it mirrored Fravor's movements before instantly vanishing, only to reappear seconds later 60 miles away. Lieutenant Underwood captured FLIR video showing the object performing impossible maneuvers without wings, exhaust, or heat signatures. What makes this case extraordinary is the convergence of evidence: multiple radar systems, thermal imagery, and eyewitness accounts from trained military observers all capturing the same phenomenon simultaneously. Physicist Hal Puthoff discovered all five UAP observables could be explained by a single technology. According to Einstein, space-time can be warped only two ways: with enormous mass or with an obscene amount of energy. UAPs likely create a localized bubble that warps space-time around their craft using energy rather than mass. The space-time bubble explains UAPs' seemingly impossible movements. Occupants inside experience space-time differently than outside observers. This distortion affects electromagnetic interactions, causing the fuzzy appearance in photos and radar confusion. It also explains their luminosity, as infrared energy gets blue-shifted into visible light. Energy requirements dictate UAP shapes. Since craft must be completely encapsulated within the bubble, partial encapsulation would be catastrophic, and protection must be equal on all sides, spheres are ideal. However, disks or saucers provide stability when landed. Multiple overlapping bubbles explain cigar shapes, while triangular craft represent another efficient design with propulsion units at each apex. UAP's frequent appearance near water suggests they might harvest hydrogen atoms for fuel. Their interest in nuclear facilities may indicate monitoring of our progress towards similar space-time warping technology. The phenomenon has biological aspects, too. Working with Stanford's Gary Nolan, Aliza Dondo's team discovered UAP experiencers shared distinctive brain patterns, significant brain scarring, alongside exceptional characteristics, IQs averaging above 140 and overdeveloped caudate putamen regions, areas crucial for intuition and pattern recognition. Enhanced brain structures were notably evident in the CIA's remote viewing program participants. These functioned like biological supercomputers, displaying extraordinary judgment that consistently defied statistical probability. Their ability to extract accurate information from minimal data suggested their brains served as specialized antenna, accessing information beyond conventional sensory channels. More concerning were the alleged alien implants recovered from military personnel and civilians. These objects exhibited advanced technological characteristics. They appeared manufactured, yet lacked conventional circuitry, generated colored filaments, and moved autonomously through tissue without triggering immune responses. This technology's ability to navigate human tissue without causing inflammation defied explanation. Despite compelling evidence, Elizondo struggled to brief key officials. His O-Plan Interloper, a comprehensive plan to attract and study UAP phenomena, repeatedly stalled in Pentagon bureaucracy. After months of systematic delays, he concluded that only Congress could force meaningful action, which would require public pressure and media attention. After consulting his family, Elizondo resigned, forfeiting substantial pension benefits to become Disclosure's public face. The retaliation was immediate: seized computers, interrogations about his mental health, and a campaign to discredit him. Would you sacrifice your career, finances, and reputation to reveal what you believe the public should know? The December 16, 2017 New York Times expose was groundbreaking. It revealed ATIP's existence, Elizondo's involvement, and included two previously classified UAP videos. This ignited a global media storm, making continued official denial impossible. Collaborating with Chris Mellon, Elizondo created a 5 pillars of engagement strategy targeting Congress, witnesses, government departments, media, and the public. They positioned themselves as educators rather than lobbyists, answering questions honestly while allowing congressional leaders to form independent conclusions. The response was notably bipartisan. Politicians united by frustration that, despite generously funding the Pentagon, they had been systematically kept uninformed. Their efforts led to UAP reporting requirements in legislation, compelling the Pentagon to produce an unclassified report, the first congressional UAP directive since the 1960s. The June 2021 preliminary report identified 144 military UAP incidents, confirming they were tangible phenomena rather than weather anomalies. A landmark 60-minute segment watched by over 20 million viewers legitimized the issue, resulting in a permanent UAP office with congressional reporting duties. Recent progress has been unprecedented. The Pentagon has documented hundreds of new UAP events. Whistleblower legislation has enabled witnesses to reveal hidden programs for capturing and reverse engineering UAP technology, and the UAP Disclosure Act has acknowledged government possession of non-human biological evidence. We stand at humanity's greatest discovery threshold. This moment mirrors the Incas encountering Spanish conquistadors, a civilization facing an intelligence beyond comprehension. Though institutions resist full disclosure, public awareness threatens those concealing the truth. Our choices now will determine whether humanity unites to communicate with potential cosmic neighbors or dooms itself through misguided policies. Consider what you'll do with this knowledge. Discuss it with family and friends, nurture scientific curiosity in youth, and demand transparency from elected officials. This isn't merely about strange lights. It's about our cosmic place and civilization's future. The next chapter belongs to us all.